Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenya and the US have inked a 320 billion shillings five-year health pact as teachers in Homa Bay protest their transfer to the Social Health Insurance Fund. The High Court has annulled directives controlling HR in state corporations. DCI arrested three suspects linked to a 350 million shillings NSF land fraud in Athi River. Separately, two MCAs are among 63 arrested over Kakamega violence that left four dead. A DCI officer was killed in Kitale during the arrest of a murder suspect. Rigathi Gachagua reportedly addressed a Kakamega event by phone after an alleged flight blockage, while Governor Waiguru dismissed claims of joining his camp. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
ODM leaders snubbed a State House meeting with President Ruto, highlighting internal party rifts. Meanwhile, Ruto's UDA party will hold elections in Deputy President Gachagua's home region. Separately, efforts to impeach Nyamira Governor Nyaribo failed in the Senate for the third time.
In business,
the Supreme Court overturned a 2020 ruling on bank card fees, bringing clarity to the banking sector. Meanwhile, the DCI is tackling rising crypto fraud, which has cost Kenyans over 5.6 billion shillings this year.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.